Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, January the 21st, 2017. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will automatically be deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your decision as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. So, now on to the synopsis of today's show. I'm going to start by introducing you to something that's going to happen without fail, and I mean that. There is no question it's going to happen. It's not being talked about by anybody in the mainstream media right now, but it is a certainty at some point in the foreseeable future. And I mentioned in my last show that I was going to be doing this today. I did give a preamble to what I'm going to talk about in today's show. It is very important, ladies and gentlemen, and I strongly recommend that if you are of a mind to sign up for the show, that you make this your first show, because this is an important turning point which will be coming to the United States in the very foreseeable future. Then we will talk about the boom and bust in the railroad sector of the economy, which took place in the 19th century. It is actually instructive to see what happened there, because so much of what was motivating the eventual depression, a very searing depression towards the end of the century, was premeditated by the problems in a very strongly growing sector, the railroad sector. And so I'll spend a few minutes talking about that. Then I'm going to talk about New York and the horror of the thousands of small retailers which have closed. New York's retail sector has been really made dynamic, not by the big stores, although they're all present as well, but by the little boutiques, which have really created the New York we've all come to know and love. And they're disappearing, and I'm going to talk about that. I have mentioned it before, but it seems that we need to give it a lot more attention. I'm going to talk about something that I haven't talked about before on the show, which is how people really make no plans for what happens, I was going to say if and when they die, but if or when they die, because, death can be fatal, as they say, have a good laugh. But the reality is that it can come at any time. And it's astounding how few people are prepared for this. Now, this is not going to be a moral lesson in how to prepare your loved ones for death and, you know, what color you want your coffin to be, etc. But it is just a few words of a general and very specific nature about the things that you really need to do to prevent trouble and chaos in the family after your death. We will talk about wasteful spending in the healthcare, which most people don't discuss. They talk about how not enough money is made available for healthcare or how it's wrongly apportioned, but nobody talks in any detail that I've come across about really the wasteful spending that doctors are more than anybody else responsible for creating. So we're going to talk quite a little bit about that. And we'll probably end up by talking about the financial fabric of rural America. Now, that's, again, something which is left behind, even by the pundits who are warning of a catastrophe in the States. They really give short shrift to what happens in the countryside of your country. So I thought we would spend a little time talking about that. Quite a full show today, interesting and fun, hopefully for those who want to be educated along a different tack. So that's the show for today, and I wish you all a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin saying, see you again on Friday. Bye-bye.